You're listening to Don't Take Bullshit from Fuckers with your hosts Greg Barrett and Kane Holloway.
Crab Shack. How do we keep getting into these?
I don't know.
Who the hell knows?
I never thought I'd ever argue with somebody about lobster and crab and the juiciness of the two. I thought that was pretty universally accepted.
Or that I would leave it in the show.
I thought it was so great.
It made me laugh.
Yeah, I think you cut out other shit that I think we thought might be important.
Here's the thing. I had to get rid of the chart thing because I couldn't download that goddamn video to strip the audio from it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we did that.
Yeah,
whatever.
Oh, that was the reason. So, but I kept it all. It'll be good for a bonus or like a clip show. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to do for the next clip show is actually pull like stuff that's good from the show that was just cut for time and assemble like a real episode.
Ooh.
Next time.
As yeah, that chart, the chart thing was interesting.
Yeah, that was interesting.
So it'll be in a clip show.
The episode was good though.
I think we should open with it.
Okay, good, because then we can, I'll tell you this, the voicemail has to do with Venmo. We'll dovetail into that, like, do your Venmo thing, and then just be like, hey, we got a voicemail, we haven't heard it yet.
I love
and
it.
And then I'll play it. Venmo so shit is hilarious.
The Venmo thing.
Fucking, I'm dying.
Yeah,
listening
it's
to that.
So funny. I had to get like a 5-minute chunk and then weed it down to a minute. But you said so many funny things in 5 minutes. I was like, I don't know what to keep.
It.
It's so funny, dude.
I don't remember any of it.
You were just stream of consciousness. Yeah. Like, just going.
You're like, dude, I'm crushing on Venmo. Like, you don't have to hear tweets from me. I went on, what was the white?
Nobody does Venmo like Barrett does
no
Venmo.
No one likes, yeah, yeah. And then you go, I tried Clubhouse, and then I tried the white supremacy
Parler.
One.
Parler. I tried Parler.
Yeah, I tried Parler. I disagreed with everything. I thought maybe I'd make some headway, but I'm good on Venmo.
So good.
That was my favorite tirade.
Yeah. Possible titles this time around.
Sweet.
Oh, let's see here. They're gonna make a documentary about me? What are you, Pennywise? You think you're better than Steve Agee? That was super personal at me. You look like you're in line at the post office. I have pretended to love.
I shouldn't have said it. You disgusting animal. Underneath that is the gift. Me. It's probably super confusing. I've never seen a more punchable face. He doesn't value you. Families can be culty. Or I don't want to hug Frank.
Incredible. Fucking god damn it.
Yeah.
Do not blow a friendship with Steve Agee.
I won't blow a friendship with Steve Agee. I will.
I know that I don't have a lot of sway on this show, but I will try to replace
Here's what I'm going to do.
With Steve
I'm going to accept his friendship and then I'm going to send him $2.
Please.
I'm going to send Steve Agee. I'm going to send Steve Agee
$2. You motherfucker.
Yeah, I got to send him $2.
Send him $2.
$2 should just be, that's what you, like when you really dig somebody on Venmo.
You should send them $2. Bucks. Absolutely. Or if they wasted your time in a relationship. You request $2. Steve should request $2 for you wasting his time. I can't believe you almost fucked this up with Steve Agee.
It's all going to be great.
Yeah.
It's all going to be
good. Well, good. I'm fucking glad cuz
and it says here also if you want you can invite friends and you can earn $5 on Venmo.
Jesus Christ, Venmo thirsty. God damn. You can't be hurting that much. You're Venmo for fuck's sake.
Where are my friend requests?
How does Venmo make money? I don't get it. I mean, how does any...
Do they take a percentage? They take a percentage if you... When you transfer your money to your bank account, they take a percentage.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you do the instant transfer, they do.
If you do the instant transfer. And I don't do the instant transfer because I'm in no hurry. None of it's enough money to make any difference. So I'm in no hurry.
I always instant transfer. I can't wait. I need it in there.
I like it to accrue.
Do you?
Oh, I love looking and seeing that I have money that I haven't touched yet.
Well, shit. I mean, that's going to continue to happen on this show. Don't take bullshit from fuckers. I mean, we want to help you with your fuckers and your bullshit.
So glad that yesterday was 420 and not. I hate 420.
Yeah, I had a show.
I don't hate weed. I have problems with weed. I hate 420.
Here's the thing. I smoke weed. I hate every.
Know, Pat.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure
we know, Pat. We've been in your apartment.
Yeah. As soon as you walk in, holy shit, am I high?
I did just get
it. Yeah, it does. It makes you kind of go, God, I wonder what... I don't want to get high, but boy, that smells good.
Yeah, it does smell really good.
I did just get a subscription box delivered right before you got here, so that's probably what that is.
That's how
mundane it's become these days. Mm-hmm. Now you can get a fucking subscription box of it.
Yeah. From a place called Nug Club, which is why I hate 420.
But that's what I was going to get to is I smoke weed. I hate everything to do with weed culture. I ride a motorcycle. I hate everything that has to do with motorcycle culture.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. I don't fucking care about that. It's just a tool. It's like being into the screwdriver you use.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You guys coming to my screwdriver club?
Exactly.
Bring Alan. Flathead, we're gonna cover them all.
Holy shit.
Alan
is a wrench though.
Oh fuck. Well then I can't be in the screwdriver club. I don't know my screwdrivers.
Well, sure as hell can't be in the Alan wrench club.
No, I cannot. We'll be right back. Also, have you seen the Sony Spider-Man films are on their way to Disney Plus? So now we can watch all the Spidermans. The Sam Raimi Spider-Mans.
Did you also see that they finally confirmed Michael Keaton for the Flash movie as Batman?
There's so many cool things happening in movies. I want it to be fucking weird. This is why I hope like the next Marvel phase is super weird. They do Spider-Verse.
Here's the thing about the Flash movie. Mm-hmm. Already. I don't care who's in it. Somebody going fast is uninteresting. It is fucking uninteresting.
But
it
what if he changes time?
I don't care.
The premise.
So he changes time. So we've seen that. We already saw that with Superman. Superman can change time.
Yeah.
So this guy doesn't have anything on anybody.
Come on, man.
Just fast. You can get in front of a bullet, maybe.
Why are you such a Flash hater?
I just can't go with the... I want to like the Flash. It's like liking the guy from the sea. It's like, if he's the sea police, that's fine. Let him be in the sea.
The guy from the sea?
Yeah.
Oh, you talking... Are you talking about Aquaman?
I'm talking about Aquaman.
The guy from the sea?
That's what he is.
What an old man thing to say.
He's the guy from the sea.
Well, there's the guy from the sky.
Well, there's Namor, too. There's two guys who are essentially the same guy from the sea. And then they come out and they're all wet.
I love how grumpy you are about this.
I just can't get into the DC universe at all. There's no... Is there a quick guy in the Marvel Universe?
Yeah, Quicksilver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he died. They killed him off.
They did.
They killed him.
They killed him good.
They killed him but good. He didn't live but a movie. Because they knew, how many stories can we get out of a guy that goes fast?
At least one.
He's not bulletproof.
but Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton's coming in as Batman. They're going to do like a...
I'd rather see Michael Keaton reappear as Hawkman. Is that what he was called?
Birdman.
No, Birdman was his movie. No, when he was in the Spider-Man movie.
No. Oh,
he was the Vulture.
The Vulture. But he was also
Birdman. Birds mixed up.
But he was also Birdman.
He was also Birdman.
And Batman. This dude loves flying. Michael Keaton is all about wings.
He loves working.
He loves to work. He's everywhere.
He loves to work, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we're always better for it when he does.
I love Michael Keaton.
I love Michael Keaton, too. Might be my favorite Batman.
Yes, absolutely. He doesn't do it. He doesn't gravel. He doesn't chew gravel while he talks.
Yeah.
I fucking love Keaton.
Yeah.
None of that fucking trying to play any...
Oh, God damn it.
What happened?
Sorry. I don't know why the audio is on that. Sorry. Go ahead.
Start over again.
What? Was that milkshake?
I was just looking through something for memes and a video auto-played the goddamn music associated with it.
Sounded like milkshake.
Very well could have been.
Brings all the boys to the yard. Yeah,
very
yeah.
well could have
You know,
been.
She went into cooking.
Who went into cooking? The milkshake girl?
Yeah.
Well,
Kellis.
She went into cooking?
Yeah. She's got like cookbooks and she had a cooking show. And really? Yeah. She has quite a career in the culinary world.
Wow, what a jump. I mean, yeah, if your first song is about milkshakes, makes fair a lot enough. Of sense. Yeah.
This will be in a clip show.
No, we got to keep Kellis in this show. We got to keep Kellis in this show.
Absolutely.
Like, we got to get Kellis on this show.
Absolutely. Kid Cudi, we got to get him on. We got to get...
I just want to talk about that dress.
I love... who's the other guy? Harry Styles?
He'll come on.
Yeah.
Sure. We're not shooting too high.
Timothy Chalamet?
Chalamet's on.
We got to get Chalamet on,
I've
baby.
Had to ask Chalamet to back down a little bit.
Chalamet's been hitting up the show.
It's just enough.
It's crazy. You say it to him one time. Go to dtbffpodcast@gmail.com, right? Remember when we were at that diner with Chalamet?
Yeah.
And he was like, love the show, guys.
Do you know
love
that I went to a diner with True and Mighty?
Yeah.
And Chalamet was there?
What? Yeah.
And
oh my god,
where we were sitting, True was facing him. I had my back to him.
Sure.
He was with Lily Rose Depp, who he was dating at the time.
Who's that?
That's Johnny Depp's daughter.
Okay.
And Mighty was excited, but you know, she was still a little. True couldn't even order. She couldn't order.
That poor kid.
And then she said to the waitress, I can't even deal right now. And the waitress goes, I had to go stand in the kitchen for about 5 minutes.
What is it about this fucking guy?
He's got something. I never turned around to look at him, so I never saw him because I didn't want to be that guy.
Yeah,
I didn't
exactly.
Because I would have had to do the full, you know, I'm fucking 50, so I'm making noise.
Where's the bathroom?
What guy is it? Oh, shit. Yeah, that's the guy who put his underwear on his head. From that boys movie.
That boys movie.
With the cannibal.
Yeah, that guy who eats women, rips their hearts out of their chest and eats their hearts.
Yeah.
To live in LA, fall in love with somebody like Timothy. I mean, I guess he's got boyish charm, right?
He looks like someone who has an iron deficiency to me.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, to me, let me just put it this way. He's not my type.
So you...
Because I can certainly find men attractive, but but I don't...
No.
But Chalamet is just too little.
He's little and he's wiry and he looks like he's perpetually cold.
I want to see him in things.
Yeah, of course.
I like him.
Me too.
I think he's got a skill set.
He's got a DiCaprio vibe about him.
He's got a young... He kind of seems almost some days like a young Pacino.
Yeah, he's got a... Yeah, yeah.
He's got a little Pacino.
Oh! I'm going to fuck this peach!
not like that. Not like that.
That would be so funny. Maybe just come on, answer a few fan questions and emails, and then maybe tell us what it's like to hang out with James Gunn and Margot Robbie. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
And Idris, does he smell nice? I feel like Idris Elba
smells really nice.
Doesn't
he
feel like he smells really nice?
He smells like a festival. But a good one.
Yeah, like when it's like a lot of incense and fucking...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm, yeah, yeah, yeah. Fucking yeah. Idris.
Yeah, he's rich. He's like walking into a den. You're like, oh, this is just rich. This is just good. Idris Elba's just good.
Why do I feel like Idris would be open to a hug? Like you'd see him and he'd be like, oh, hey. And then he'd just put his big old arms out and you'd be like, Idris wants to give me a hug? Sure.
I think this is going to be big for him.
For Idris?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. The Suicide Squad movie looks so incredible. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. Pat's getting hit on the show. Greg is getting hit up.
You have
for
a
money.
Girlfriend. I have people asking for their money back.
What's happening to the show?
They want their money back. They don't feel the investment was worth the time.
Give me $10.
Yeah, give me $10.
Hey, can I be your friend on Venmo?
Yeah, give me $10.
Give me $10.
I already gave Steve Agee $2.
So you're in the whole $12.
Yeah.
From this entire venture. Jesus.
Yeah.
You might be a poor businessman.
I could be.
Yeah, yeah. You have poor business skills.
Yeah, yeah, but I have poor business skills.
I got one. It's said by the philosopher, he goes by Scorpion. It's get over here. That's my meme today. Did you see Mortal Kombat?
No.
It's. Did you watch it?
I can't bring myself to watch Mortal Kombat.
Oh, if you hated Godzilla and King Kong, I don't know if you're going to like Mortal Kombat. The only good scene.
Hated 8/10 of King Kong versus Godzilla.
Did you turn it off?
No, I watched it. I wanted to see, but you know, like the fight scenes were awesome. Everything else was trash. Kitchen Nightmares Jag this afternoon. God, I love that show.
I love Kitchen Nightmares.
I love that show.
I wish I could do a Gordon Ramsay impression.
I do too.
You could kill somebody. I love when he said that to a guy.
He says it all the time.
Yeah. Everything's rotten in there.
I've noticed like on his new show where he has to do the whole thing in 24 hours, which is insane. He gets so mad at people who've done really very little wrong. It's disproportionate. One guy, he threw rotten apples at him. And the guy goes, I guess I deserve this. I don't really know, but this is what it's going to take. Mm-hmm. Like, he gets so... This is disgusting! It's like one bad chicken. And he's yelled at him like they literally poison people. And he just screams. And everyone's like... Dude.
Yeah, we don't need this.
This is too... I don't know if I want this.
Yeah.
The 24-hour one is sort of intense because he fires people and you're like, man, you've only spent a day there.
Yeah.
You're not even a day. And they, you know, they've been doing surveillance camera work or whatever. But it's fucking...
I love in Kitchen Nightmares when he goes to a place and he acts super cool to everybody because it's a build up. It's like, hello, this is, I'm here, and this is, it's a lovely establishment. Yes, it's nice. Tell me about yourself. And they fucking tell their lifelong story. My mother sent this to, got a loan with my father. They tell this long ass story about how they got their place. And then he's like, okay, well, I'm going to enjoy my food. And then it immediately kicks off on a bad start. What can I get you? Let me start with the pizza. Soggy. Where has it been? I've been here for 25 minutes. He fucking, and then he's just like, then he goes in the back and he starts yelling at the cooks. And it's like, you were so nice when you walked in your fucking coat. He's dressed like Ellen.
He's just, he's so brutal with people.
Oh, yeah.
And, you fucking donut.
You fucking donut. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love when he calls people donuts.
Yeah. I have a one word Gordon Ramsay impression.
Ooh, yes.
Risotto.
Risotto. He loves risotto.
He loves it.
And scallops.
He loves scallops.
He loves scallops.
Yeah.
He loves risotto.
Mm-hmm.
I
like when he peers into bad food with his fork and knife. Like he's discovered the Holy Grail. And then he's just like, oh my God.
It's weird that he's never gone to a place where the food is good, but it's just poorly managed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's never like, the food's good.
Yeah. This is amazing. How'd like, you do this?
Like, everybody's food is just rotten. Yeah. Just rotten.
How could you?
I mean, they find places that literally they go to a place and like, do these people microwave their food? Mm-hmm. They do. Okay, let's come here.
Also, every chef that sucks, he'll have a discussion with that chef like they're brothers, like they're old soldier pals. Mm-hmm. And they're like, why'd you want to be a chef? And then they'll be like, I don't know, my mom asked me. And then it's like, well, I'm going to teach you how to be a chef. And then he gets like a crash masterclass course on how to cook fine dinners. And then he's like, I got it. And then it's a fucking dinner rush. And the guy's got to make like 90 of those. And it's like, fuck, I just figured out how to make this today. Totally. I made one today. This is some bullshit.
And it's all food that they can't afford to serve fresh, so they don't.
Yes!
You know, like, we're in Gordon's restaurants, shit comes in, it's all fresh. Because mm-hmm. he's fucking making bank.
Yeah, yeah.
But most restaurants fail.
Oh, yeah. Almost all of them. I'm reading a book right now about restaurants in LA by Jonathan Gold. It's called, I can't remember the title of it, but there he goes alphabetically, all the great hidden spots in LA of where to eat. And it's all of his reviews of each spot. 90% of them don't exist anymore. He wrote this book in like 2005.
Oh, wow.
And none of, like, there's like maybe a handful of them that are still kicking around.
Yeah.
And they're all like in Hawthorne. They're all fucking so far away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She said, get rid of Pat.
Cut that motherfucker out. He's too hot. He's too hot. That's how she talks, by the way.
Stealing focus. Gotta get rid of him.
People are always fapping to Pat. That's what my girl sounds like. She's Dave Downtown, sister. Dina Downtown. Dina. Hey, oh, I'm Dina Downtown. Oh. You go down on me. You fucking go down on me, motherfucker.
I'm Dina Downtown.
I'm Dina Downtown. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, look at my ass. You want to go down on me? Dina.
Wear skirts all the time.
I always wear skirts, no panties. I sound exactly like my brother.
Oh my God.
Even worse.
find a show in that.
Oh, yeah. I figure, when I look at this, I feel like I'm a sculptor, and you guys are giving me a block of granite, and I just carve the fucking show out of that.
Speaking of which, I've been watching the Big Pottery Throwdown.
Yeah, and?
It's so quaint. It's quainter than the fucking baking.
Yep.
And
really?
I can't watch it.
That's crazy.
It's hard. It took me... I got through the first season because I wanted to... there was someone I thought was pretty good, and so I wanted to see them, you know, you follow and see, you want to see them win.
Mm-hmm.
But it... I do a lot of scrolling on my phone while I'm watching
it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I was. I couldn't... I was like, I couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
We talked about you when I went to New York. They asked me an abundance of questions about you.
There you go.
Oh, they all love
you. I hope you kept the mystery.
Oh, I did.
He's grumpy.
He's mean. Not on the show, or not in real life. He's a super sweetheart in real life.
But on the show,
he's mean as fuck.
Fucking bully.
That's so mean.
It's so funny though. Like it was sort of like you find your little area where you can be funny.
Yeah.
You know, like you know what your things are. Like I know exactly what I'm supposed to say to you when you tell me something, as opposed to what I really think. I know. You know, we'll make Pat. And all I do is think. No, it's gonna make Pat laugh.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all I care.
That's
about.
Right. That's
I'll make Pat laugh.
I say the same thing, but I forget about that, and I come in very earnestly. So I'll say something in earnest, and then you'll fucking shit on me, and I'll be like, "Oh yeah, that's right."
I haven't said that sets up the big laugh though. Yeah, when you come in earnest, and he just slams
on me.
Oh, it's fucking great.
But I haven't said anything earnest on the show since it started.
Oh yeah, maybe the first six episodes that shit was over.
Yeah, you jump ship after that.
Yeah, I don't tell like touching stories about me and my wife.
Nope. You're always like on the brink of ending it with her.
Well, she doesn't like me.
That's true.
If you listen to the show, there's no.
Not
she doesn't like me at all. Yeah.
She's ghosting you at the house.
Yeah, she ghosts me at the house.
We got some messages in from some listeners. I got some from my personal email, my personal. It's not my day today.
Wow,
it's not my fucking
holy
day
shit.
Today. And I lost it. Oh my god. I'm sorry, Pat. I'm sorry, future Pat.
I know, future Pat is struggling with making this already.
Where the fuck did it go, dude? I'm having a bad day.
Thank you.
I got one from Fabsolutely. I got him.
From Fabsolutely?
I have an Instagram handle. Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
Ah!
You know, Pat's listening to all of this.
I'm sorry.
I'm now waiting for a place to cut in.
Okay.
I never realized on that show how the bass keeps going for it. Like, it tries to outdo itself all the time. Like, it's as obnoxious. It's trying to be as obnoxious as possible.
Yeah.
When I first was aware of the show, I just thought that was the music that was in between. As I've watched every episode now 3 or 4 times.
Yes.
It's unreal how that bass player and the whatever those sounds right makes. Beep,
beep, yep. And then bow wow into like the next scene when George is like, "You're never gonna believe this." Like, there's always something crazy that just happened to him.
Yeah,
I fucking love that show.
There's actually I can cut this out. There's a little short about the composer who does the theme and how he works the beats of the theme into the show. He does it on purpose, like the way you explained it.
Really?
Yeah, that is by design. And it's amazing. All on keyboard.
That's all keyboard?
That's all keyboard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.